News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mayor Jason Byinski from the city of Bryan joins us this morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Scott. Doing well, thank you.
Council didn't meet this week, and last week's P&Z really didn't have anything interesting, but when do tattoo parlors return to council?
Well, currently right now, the staff and the Planning and Zoning Commissioner are looking over the issue and looking at the options for that situation.
Okay. Yesterday was the opening of the new treatment plant. How'd that go for you?
Yeah, we're exciting. They turned the nozzle, so to speak, and let it flow. But I think they got a song named after that. But we're excited about it. $18 million Thompson Creek Sewer Treatment Plant on the west side of Bryan College Station there. It will serve Bryan's expanding needs on the west side, but it's also going to serve some of College Station's expanding needs on the west side down Highway 60. With our partnership with the city of College Station, they're going to provide us sewer on the east side of town down Highway 30 so we can expand and grow our city and new businesses and residential subdivisions, and we're doing so likewise on the west side. So great partnership with the city of College Station, and we're excited to have this plant go online. So I texted Dr. Barfnick a little earlier this morning to make sure there wasn't any hiccups this morning with the with all the transfer, but everything so far so good. So all right. We're excited about it.
We haven't heard lately. Let's talk a little bit about sales tax revenue and building permits and how that looks, both residential and commercial, on the building permits.
Well, 2012, the building permits were up from 2011. 2011 was an off year, and so far building permits for 2013 are ahead of schedule from 2012's mark. So we're seeing a lot of new growth and development in Bryan, both on the residential end of it and the commercial retail end of it. You can drive around town and you see construction sites everywhere. So we're excited to be bringing in new dollars to help with the city services for our citizens, and also to help maintain or lower the tax rate for our citizens. So very excited about it. You're seeing that in Bryan and in College Station, but definitely a big increase in the past few years just in Bryan.
All right, and your sales tax revenue?
Sales tax, we're hoping for like a 2 or 3% increase from 2012 for 2013. You know, 12 was better than 11, of course. So if we can stay on top, but we'll be great with all these new retail establishments, restaurants, the Chicks, and all the other C-stores that are opening up. We're hoping that will exceed our expectations on sales tax. And that also goes with hotel motel tax, the tax that our visitors to the city of Bryan pay when they stay in our many wonderful hotels in Bryan will help pay, and that goes towards our quality of life here for our citizens in Bryan. So we're definitely seeing an increase in hotel motel taxes just by all the new hotels that are popping up. So it's good for our community.
What sort of things are happening over in Austin that the cities are looking at that might impact you in some way?
Well, we've got a delegation right now in D.C., and it's the same message that we've given our legislators in Austin, you know, just kind of leave us alone and let us continue to operate the way we're operating. And, you know, no unfunded mandates, you know, no last-minute opportunities to come in and screw something up in our communities. But, you know, we like local control. We like to do what we're doing and for the benefit of our citizens and not have extra layers of bureaucracy in that. But Marilyn Strada, our legislative director for the city of Bryan, she's in D.C. today making sure that all the congressional leaders and Senate leaders are taking care of us here in D.C., back here in Texas. But, you know, she watches the state reps and state senators very closely to make sure that there's just nothing else that we need to be taking a look at. But the main thing is that they just leave us be and give us as much local control as possible and no additional taxes or financial burdens from the city. But and then find ways that we can partner with the state on highway projects. Again, Bryan was ahead of the curve here in the past few years when we were working on some infrastructure improvements and going to the state for some dollars for an overpass on Highway 47. You know, we put some of our money into the pot to get that here, more so than most communities would match. And so, you know, there's creative ways of continuing to develop and expand a community Brian is embracing those, and we're hoping that our state legislators will take a look at what we've done here in Brian and say, all right, we may need to require some additional revenues. If we don't have the revenues at the state level, we need some local dollars to help bring in some of these big infrastructure improvements, and we've been doing so in Brian.
Pretty sure I know the answer to this, but this is the first May that there haven't been any elections. Usually you're having to campaign this time of year. Do you miss that?
It's weird, Scott. Honestly, you know, our this past November was the first go-around of November elections for municipal and school board elections, and I'm up here in November, and we'll be running for re-election for mayor, and it's the first time that I've actually had to campaign and run a campaign in the fall semester, so you know, in between Johnny football and A&M football and everything else going on, we'll be out doing our campaigning. And we did move the elections to November to save some tax dollars. We didn't want to spend $400,000 or $500,000 on voting machines to continue those elections in May. You know, the council felt that there's more people that vote in November. You have a larger voice of the community to come out and vote, again, saving tax dollars. So, you know, in doing so, you know, we're okay with it at this point. I've talked to other mayors in other areas. They're continuing to operate their elections in May because that's what how it's always been. So it is a little weird knowing that we should be having elections coming up, and you know, but moving them to the fall is fine. This year is a little different than it was last year. You had a presidential race, and so top to bottom there were a lot of ballots to take a look at, a lot of people to choose. There won't be that many on this November's election, so it'll mainly be municipal and school board elections in Bryan and College Station. So I'm hoping people will turn out and vote since it's not a presidential race or county races or congressional or state rep race. So, again, in efforts of saving tax dollars and becoming more efficient, and you know, we've moved them to November. Sure. But some of the candidates last year felt that they were kind of left out. You know, when you're dealing with the presidential race and you've got statewide races, those signs can be lost in the crowd. And, you know, we have very little dollars to spend on campaigning as opposed to a county or city, I mean, county or state or federal race. And so you're kind of eaten up with all the other advertising that's going on from the other
lost
parties.
In the clutter, so to
lost
speak.
Lost in the clutter. Yep, so, but we had, you know, record turnout for municipal elections this past November. So we're hoping we have another record turnout. And again, more people that vote, more voices are heard.
Sure. Anything else?
Oh, again, just exciting times. I don't think we mentioned before that.
We've got an Brian event coming up. Go ahead.
Yeah, Brian got its new 3D IMAX movie theater coming to town. So,
Jenna was here last week. I mean, between the announcement of the tubing plant and the IMAX theater, it was a pretty big week for Brian last week. That's for sure.
It was. I think our IMAX theater upstaged our major manufacturer that was listed before. I guess we should have separated those out, but everything was happening at the same time.
Sure.
And the Prolimes pipe and tube deal was actually delayed a week, and so it kind of got into the same week as the IMAX. But we're hoping to open that up here in August, September of this year, and got to get a behind-the-scenes tour of the facility. They're actually excavating the two existing theaters to put this 350-seat theater, top-notch theater here in Bryan College Station. So we're excited about it, and I know my kids are excited. But, you know, again, it's one of those. We bring jobs, you know, we provide city services, and mm-hmm. then have a lot of people that come up to Scott and say, you know, Mayor, we need entertainment venues. You know, we need such-and-such park here, or such-and-such, you know, I grew up, it was called Pooh's Park. We need more of those type of entertainment venues, and IMAX is going to provide one of those.
Sure.
One other quick event, May 18th at 10 a.m. Merrill Green Stadium, we've got the Hershey Track and Field game. So we invite everybody to come on out and cheer on those groups. We've got ages 9 through 14 that are participating. Registration dates are going on through May 16th. So you can go on to BrianParksandRecs.com. Or CSTX.gov for City College Station website.
Sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
That's Jason Bansky, the mayor of the Bryan. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.